Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Wow. Uh-oh. Come on in the room, everybody. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. Let's get into it. What's going on, everybody? We are back for a quick little video. You know, we got to get into some things real quick. Welcome to the show. My name is Armand, and if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might shut off. Some shit might just stop working. But we will get through the show. We are live and uncut, okay? And we also have the call-in lines open now, so if you want to get on, if you want your call to be heard, you better call now, 563-999-3658. And if you're new, welcome and hello. And hopefully by the end of this video, you will consider subscribing, okay? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we got to talk. We got to get into some things. So my boy, AJ Calloway, you know, I know AJ really from 106 in Park, but, you know, he's better known now from being a TV personality on Extra. But listen, so he has been suspended because there's some sexual misconduct allegations that are coming his way. Now, if you remember last year, he kind of went through this thing with this woman. What is her name? This woman here. What is her name? Cilla Abrams. She said that he was aggressive with her and, you know, he, you know, was touching her and things like that. But that never went anywhere because there wasn't really any proof. He said that he didn't, you know, he was not guilty. The case eventually got dismissed. But earlier January of 2019, there have been more allegations that have came out from several different women about him. Okay. And the Hollywood Reporter is really pushing this investigation. They're really pushing this investigation. And so Warner Brothers had to go and make a statement, and, you know, they had to go out and suspend him. So let's get into the statement that was made. Okay. So this is what they said. Upon becoming aware of allegations of sexual misconduct against AJ Calloway, we began an internal review to determine whether there had been any misconduct by Mr. Calloway on Extra and whether any employee of the show had been the victim of such misconduct, Warner Brothers Television said in a statement. To date, we have found nothing to suggest that Mr. Calloway has ever engaged in workplace misconduct. Okay, they went on to add to, in light of additional allegations brought to our attention, we are expanding our ongoing inquiries, and Mr. Calloway has been suspended pending further review. We take such allegations very seriously and are committed to doing everything we can to ensure a safe and inclusive workplace for all of our employees. Okay? His lawyer maintains that these unsubstantiated allegations are patently false. So here is where we are with it. Now he is getting paid. So, I mean, that's a good thing. But it's just so unfortunate that he's going through this. Now, here's the thing. I don't ever want to come across like I'm discrediting women or, you know, them being, you know, mistreated. But honestly, it's just kind of like this Me Too thing. This is kind of getting old. It almost feels like they're coming out to destroy every black man in the world one by one. You know, and now it's just kind of like anybody can go and say, he hit me, he touched me, he sexually assaulted me. And it's an automatic, without doing any research, without having any evidence, any facts. It's just like, immediately you're removed. Immediately you're suspended. Immediately you lose your job. And listen, I'll be honest with you. Even if everything checks out that this was not true, or it gets somehow dismissed again, he now has sexual misconduct or sexual predator tainted over onto his name. Like, you have that attached to your name forever now. And so any little thing, what people are going to do, they're going to attach the previous incident with the other incident, now with the new incident, to try to build this case against these men. And I just think it's unfortunate. Now, we got to wait till all the evidence comes out, but I don't know how I feel about this. I just feel like every other month it's going to be a new black man that, you know, has, you know, done something to some woman. And I'm sure, I don't even want to go there. But it's just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. For me, it makes me feel like I don't ever want to be super famous, or I don't ever want to be in a situation where I have a lot of people working for me or working around me, because, you know, I don't know what's considered sexual misconduct and what's not. You know what I mean? Like, sexual misconduct should be a lot of these times how these women throw themselves at men for advancement. You know, a lot of women use this Me Too power that they have against men, because it literally, it's almost like, who needs to investigate anything? She said it. We're just going to take her word for it because she's a woman and we have to respect women. That's some bullshit. That's some pure, utter bullshit. And if women really want to be taken serious in 2019 and going further with sexual assault and sexual misconduct, then y'all going to have to start being honest. And I'm not saying that this woman or these women that are coming out, all of a sudden, all these women just start coming out of nowhere. Like, who's paying these women? I don't know, man. I just feel like this should be some, like, this is some weird stuff. It's just like, what's really the truth? He's been with Extra since 2008. Are y'all just trying to find a way to get rid of him and you can't? Like, you want to replace him with a, like, what's the deal? Like, why are we doing this? It's ridiculous. So I want to take some calls. What do you guys think? What do you guys make of this? Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, Pajama?
Hey, boo, what you think? I'm just kind of so disturbed with this. I don't like this.
No, you shouldn't. And this goes back to what I was talking about previously with the PSYOPs. And this is another one. Now, the Me Too movement was, you know, something that was actually serious. The woman that started it, you know, was legit. But she had it usurped by Hollywood. And now this is the situation that we're in. Like when we were talking about Bill Cosby previously, as you said, there's a complete witch hunt going on now, you know, for our melanated men. And like we were talking about with Bill Cosby when we said before, yeah, he's in jail, but all of that is part of the PSYOP as well, to pretty much show you all the men that were doing the exact same thing, also victimizing children, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff, the whole sex rings, you know, sex slaves, they're still out, children, you know, still at it, but this is to show you melanated men, this is what will happen to you, you know, so it's
right.
A complete PSYOP, and that's why, yeah, you're not supposed to feel good about it, but to notice it, and in no way, of course, are we saying, you know, women that this really happened to, you know, push them under the rug, that's not what it's about. What it's about is the fact that they're pretty much showing you could do anything as long as white is right. But, you know,
right.
When you happen to be a melanated person, and even if you didn't do this, Well, like you said, you know, before when I was talking, even talking about last night, like once you have something like this tied to your record, it's there. Even though you're innocent, proven, you know, innocent, it still follows you. It's still, you know, even if it's not on your record, it's still like, oh, back in the day, you know, such and such and such. Because unfortunately, we live in a society that doesn't really care that much about the truth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even
yeah.
I wouldn't even say they don't care. I'd say they don't even have the mentality to focus or, you know, compute that. You know what I mean? They're
right.
just pretty much mm-hmm. fed what it is. Once it's fed to them, they swallow it, and that's just what it is. You know what I mean? And it's like you said, who's paying these people? Follow the money. Because it can't be all of these people just all suddenly coming out of the woodworks with all this happening. Why did it never, ever happen to be mentioned previously? Why is it just in this, you know, ritualistic setting that now everyone's coming
yeah.
out of the woodworks with something happening to them?
Yeah, like what is misconduct now? Like what is it? Like there's a fine line between like misconduct and willingness or fucking I don't know what like you know it's like or just a compliment. Like it's a fine line between misconduct and a compliment. Like you saying she's pretty, is that misconduct?
It can be construed, you know what I mean? It really can, and that's why when it comes to working situations, you kind of want to keep yourself just separate of it, because you know, even in reality, like we're in a situation now where there could be two people, you know, having a conversation. It's not even about another person. Somebody else overhears it, happens to go to HR, offended, or you know, feeling some way about it, and now they have to address it. You know what I mean? And it's like, it is ridiculous to a point, but it also comes to a point to where you're seeing like, yeah, that's the road they take for some people, but if it happens to be somebody a bit further up in the company, what's going to be covered up about that situation? How are they going
right.
to try to hurry up and get that person out of the door? You know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah.
like certain people, you're not covered at a certain point. But you get further up in the company and something really may have happened, but you're going to watch those same devices hurry up and cover somebody's ass and hurry up and try to put it on whoever it is, you know, to get them out of the company. Which is why I'm saying, you know, as a woman, as a man, whoever it is, if you have these charges, go forward with it. But what we're
mm-hmm.
looking at isn't really about that. You know, it is a witch hunt against, you know, our melanated men to put them into all of these situations to make them look some type of way. You know, that's what's going on.
Well, thank you, Mishi. We got to take some more calls.
Definitely.
Love
yep.
you.
Thanks for coming on so early, making yeah. our day.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. 309-1328. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm just playing some GTA and listening to you.
Okay. So what you think about the whole situation?
Honestly, I don't know who he is or what's going on, but every time I listen that last... I don't know what a psyops is, but I've been confused from the get-go since I clicked on the live. But I just think that any violence in general is not good. I feel like people should just wait till more facts come out before jumping onto certain conclusions, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't know much about this topic to speak on it, but I love your show. I've been on for about a year now, and you just keep grinding, keep getting those followers and all
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank
all
you
right.
For,
thank you, caller.
Yep. Bye. Have a good night.
You too. All right. So, if you're just joining us, we're here talking about AJ Calloway, host on Extra, former 106 and Park host. He has been suspended from the network with pay because this is his second round of sexual misconduct allegations that have been brought up on him. The Hollywood Reporter, they're doing an extensive investigation to prove, because several women have come forward as of January 4th saying that he has sexually assaulted them. So that's the topic of the conversation. And for me, there is no evidence. We do know last year when the sexual misconduct allegation started, he was arrested and the case was dismissed because there was no evidence. There was nothing showing that he, that there was any misconduct. So he is saying that he's innocent now. He is looking forward to proving his innocence. He says that there's nothing else for him to say. He stands by what he said last year. He's never done anything to any women. So I don't know. I don't know. I want to know, where are you guys at with it? I'm just so torn because I just feel like this is an era. Like, it's turning into like a thing for these women to try to get ahead in a sense, or take their anger out on men that are in positions of power with speaking out and ending their career. Like, that's how these women are now getting back at men. Like, I'll say that you sexually assaulted me, because I know that is like the biggest thing that can take you down. And then if more than one woman comes forward, you know, the public will believe me. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like this at all. I don't like it at all. I don't like how I feel about it. I don't feel, because I feel like I don't believe anybody now. I feel like I'm turning into a person that, you know, you say you've been sexually assaulted. Now I'm questioning you. I don't want to feel like I have to question someone saying that they've been abused. But at this point, I don't know what's considered sexual abuse and what's considered a compliment. Let's take some more calls. 562-1975, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, so Armand, let me try to explain to you why this is kind of happening right now. So there are a lot of people who are sexually assaulted in their lifetime, including men, boys, that don't come forward. So now women are feeling a little bit more confident about speaking up about it because there's other women who are coming forward. This stuff always happens. It happens in the household. They do it to uncles, nieces, and they never say anything. And then when they finally do, it divides a whole entire family. So this is a very sensitive thing. So it is scary for women to come forward because, you know, I love you, Armand, but there's people like yourself who are kind of questioning, like, to the fullest rather than let the law do what it does. We all pay taxes for that anyway. They investigate everything else. They have a lot of dollars to lock up color. Why not use that money to go investigate if people are touching on people? Because they are. There are a lot of people doing that get away with it for years in the household. So, of course, it happens in the workplace. It's just now men feel emasculated because the women are feeling like, you know what, I'm going to talk about what's really going on. So when they do, men start to feel like, oh, there's this new power that they have, as if they have to stay in their place. All they're doing is saying, look, if this is a thing, then I'm going to say this happened to me too. Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. That was happening to me by the same exact person. I cannot believe you're saying word for word what happened to you. That happened to me. I'm not saying that happened to me, but I'm just saying that's how people are feeling right now, including men. Some men are coming forward. But look at whatever may have happened or not have happened with Jesse. We got everybody questioning what may have happened, what may have not happened. Look at how that feels. And that happened to him, whatever happened to him. He's feeling like, dang, I got the whole world asking me details about what happened to me. Dang, it's like I already got the whole world looking at me. Now when something happens, whether it was him meeting up with someone or him really just being assaulted, whatever the background information is, that don't matter. It's taking away from the fact that he was attacked. Now, if he wants to come into detail about what happened later, then he can if he wants to, but then he's still going to be attacked. Just like the women are when they come forward. So that's just what I wanted to say on that. You know,
well, hold on. I want to keep you on. I want to keep you on because, I mean, you did make some good points. So this is what we're here to do, talk. So I want to see if some other callers want to respond to that. Or let's see. So just hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. 410-7336. You're live on the air. Do you want to get in on this?
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I don't want to get too deep with you, so I'm going to keep this real short and sweet. There's an agenda going on. I don't know if you believe in, like, the pyramid, the Illuminati type stuff. Right. There's
I'm hearing the agenda with it.
The agenda is basically to destroy all black men. And what's so funny is, I'm not racist, obviously. What's so funny is white people, they sit back and laugh at us for destroying our own people. You see what I mean? Do you know they have Jerry Lewis playing in space? They have Jerry Lewis playing in space, a white man playing in space. Now, when a new generation comes in, they're going to shun all black men. Bill Cosby, he was the biggest TV show. He was the black dad. AJ, now they got AJ. He's the first, well, I don't know if he's the first, but he was a big TV show on the black network. Michael Jackson, he was an international superstar. You know what I mean? You think they're going to have Michael Jackson playing the space? No way. So when a new generation comes in and they want to rally for black men or black people, the white person is going to say, you know what, no, this person is a pedophile. You can't support this person. Oh, and when they look back in the history books, oh, Bill Cosby, black dad, no, he was a pedophile too. While Kevin Spacey still has not been arrested, no charges, while Charlie Sheen and Harvey Weinstein, they walk free and they live life. Do you think white mainstream media is going to allow anybody to take down Kevin Spacey or Harvey Weinstein? No, but they allow, you know, black people to destroy. I don't want to get too big. They allow black people to destroy themselves. And I just want to come on here and just let someone hear that this shit, because it's serious. And we just
What do you think about the last caller that said that, you know, women are now just speaking out because they're more comfortable?
That's true as well. And I'm not negating anybody's claims. I'm just saying that as far as media, it's big with black people. It's big with black men. It will never be big with white men like that. It will never go as far as it did with Bill Cosby, with Harvey Weinstein. Yeah. So
well,
we just need
you
to
made
stop.
Some good points. Thank you.
Yes, we just need to stop as black people. We need to focus. And don't you know how you talk about like Bill Cosby, and then people say Harvey Weinstein? They're like, no, let's focus on Bill Cosby. Let's focus on Bill Cosby. While the white man sit and laugh like, yeah, let's focus on Bill Cosby. You know what I mean? We need to stop. We need to stick together. Some of these women, they are telling the truth. Some of these women are lying, just like when social media wasn't as popular. You know what I mean? But we need to look at every single case. We need to talk about everybody. We can't just focus on one thing. We need to talk about everybody, black and white alike. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you. Let's get into it. All right. We get into some things this Sunday. I heard that. It's going down. It's going down. We are getting into some things. Okay, we're going to take a few more callers. All right. 857-8923. You're live on the air.
Hi. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Okay.
My problem is, like, I'm a woman. I've been molested. And my problem is that, like, I'm 38 years old. We were taught growing up, like, I know in my family, like, what goes on inside the house stays inside the house. And I was molested by a family member.
Wow.
And we were taught that you don't speak on that. You don't, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, talk about it. And it bothers me that when it comes to these men and these celebrities, the fact that they're like gods or like... But with women, I feel like it's like sometimes we feel like we can come out and talk about it, but then you're always going to have people on the bandwagon too. It's like with the Catholic Church. They're going to be like, oh, this happened to me too. But it's sad for the women. It's really happened to that these people are making us look bad, the real victims. And that's the problem I have with it, you know, because...
Well, we don't know if he's innocent or not. It's just that a woman came forward last year, and there was no evidence proving that, so the case got dismissed. He could very well so be guilty this time around, but at the same time, it just seems like there's an agenda to just speak out on all these
men. Yeah,
just
like with the Catholic Church. When people came out, it was like people started jumping on the bandwagon. You know what I mean? Like, probably 90% of those priests, like I live in Boston, where that movie was made about that church, that priest, Father Fagan, he went to MCI out here, and he was killed in prison.
Oh,
that movie that they made, the Boston Globe, that came out, he was killed. He was the first person killed in MCI Shirley out here, the same prison Aaron Hernandez was in. So what I'm saying to you is, you know, I feel like with women, you know, like those who truly are victims, it's sad because even if half of them really are victims and half of them are lying, like look at the R. Kelly stuff. The victims mm-hmm. that came out in that, I'm sure there were some victims. But everybody's like, why isn't R. Kelly in jail? Why isn't he in jail? Here's the problem. You have so many parents that took payoffs because without a victim, no case, no face, no case. That's how the legal system works. So if parents are taking payouts instead of going into court and testifying like blah, 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 the man ain't going to go to jail. You need a victim. You need a victim to testify. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a woman. I'm Sicilian, but I'm the mother of black men. I have two black sons. And it scares me to death. Like, sometimes I listen to your show, and sometimes, like, you know, like, I hear certain women talk, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then, you know, just being a victim of that and, you know, having brothers. I got four brothers, too. You know, I teach my sons. You're on the train, keep your hands in your pocket, you face the window. Because a woman bumps into you, she could be like, he touched me, he groped me. Trust me, I know a lot of women are trifling. And I agreed with you. I watch all your videos. I love your show, The Pieces. And I'm telling you right now, and we're on opposite sides of the country. I don't really get to get on your live because you're 3-hour time difference.
Yes.
But, I am telling you right now, I'm telling my sons, my brothers, keep your hands in your pockets, do this, do that, because I know how women can be. But there is still plenty of victims, and it's, you know, it's sad because these people make it look bad. Like, another thing that made me mad about that R. Kelly thing, I don't mean to keep bringing it up. I know it's not the top. Everyone's like, nobody cares about black women, da, 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 da. I have a black daughter. That shouldn't be the case. If you're saying nobody cares about them, it's their own parents. Because if their parents truly cared about them, instead of taking $250,000 settlements, they'd appointed his ass out in court, and he'd be in jail. You feel what I'm saying? Even Aaliyah's parents, they own his publications. If you go, R. Kelly got rid of that shit. Aaliyah's family owned that. Now, if they had not taken money and they went into court and pointed him out, he'd be in jail. You know
all
what I mean?
All right, caller. Thank you. We got to keep on topic, though. Thank
all
you.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Okay. Private caller, you're back on the air.
What's up, Rizarmon? This is Nikki.
Hey, what's going on?
And I wanted to say, as far as, again, the situation with what's going on now, that doesn't take away from women that have had these situations happen to them at work, you know, in any type of situation. This is really happening. But what I didn't get across before was that in the Me Too movement, when it first started, the woman that it was snatched away from, what she was doing with the movement was real. You know what, she was actually helping women, but the reason that Hollywood snatched it up was, again, to go after, within this witch hunt, our melanated men, so that we're focusing on the melanated men and not the Caucasian men that are raping children, you know, sex slaving children. Still, it's going on. So that's the key that you have to put the piece together. Not that we're saying that, oh, these women that this happened to, you know, too bad for you. No, we're saying all of it correlates. But the reason why you're constantly being shown this week, next month, all of these melanated men is so that, again, you're stuck in this distraction and you don't focus on all these child rapists here. Because like you just said yourself, when you hear this, everybody else too, this whole Me Too movement, you're like, me what? You know what I'm saying? Like, now what happened to you? They literally made this movement into a joke purposely. Because they don't want it to be about Me Too. They want people to be like, oh, here we go again. Because the key is these rapists of children, what they've done is going to start coming out more. You know, we have some of the disgusting, you know, topics here, but there's more to come. And so they want you to be so desensitized to Me Too and who did this and who did that so that you're distracted before actually focusing on the crimes that are going to be presented to you coming up. You see what I mean? So in no way are we saying it doesn't correlate in every single way. But what we're saying is that as we're constantly bombarded with all of our melanated men supposedly having done something, let's go back to the others. You know, we're not saying excuse them from it. We're saying let's include, let's be inclusive, not exclusive. You see what I mean?
Yeah. All right, Mishi. Thank you for breaking that down for us. Last caller.
Definitely. Bye-bye.
Last caller. 717-8301. You're live on the air. Hello? All right, so they hung up. So that about wraps it up for